The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى أهلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى أهلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to our third episode within our series titled Prophet Isa in Islam. Alhamdulillah, in our previous episode we were mentioning regarding the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam up until the actual birth, where Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, where now Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha is resting under the date palm tree, and Allah Almighty caused a stream to flow beneath her. My dear viewers, we'll continue from where we have left off. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. So the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam and the conduct of the people. The reassuring words of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam allayed the fears of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, and Prophet Isa alayhi salam was born soon after. Subhanallah. Then the noble and chaste Maryam radiallahu anha returned to her people carrying him. When the people saw her with a baby in her lap, they were grief-stricken and tearfully said, Ya Maryam, laqad ji'ti shay'an fariya. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O Maryam, you have certainly brought a strange thing. O sister of Harun, your father was not a bad man, and your mother was not unchaste. The nation of Maryam radiallahu anha called her the sister of Harun. This may have been a reference to her actual brother or a comparative attribution to a pious man among the Bani Israel. Now, what was the response of the pure and chaste Lady Maryam radiallahu anha? As the noble Maryam radiallahu anha was observing a fast of silence due to divine command, instead of replying herself, she gestured towards her child, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, to express that if the people have anything to ask, they may address Isa alayhi salam. The people said, Kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiyya. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, how can we speak to a child in the cradle? Now, my dear viewers, the miracle of Prophet Isa alayhi salam manifest for the people of the time to witness, the speech of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. After hearing this, Prophet Isa alayhi salam stopped feeding, leaned on his left hand and gestured with his right hand as he began to speak and said, Inni Abdullah. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. سبحان الله. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. Indeed, I am a servant of Allah. He has granted me the book and has made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wherever I may be. And he has enjoined prayer and charity upon me as long as I am alive, and made me one who is kind to my mother, and he did not make me arrogant, ill-fated. And peace be upon me the day I was born, and the day I shall die, and the day I will be resurrected. Subhanallah. The nation being certain of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu anha's chastity. After hearing the words of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, everyone fell silent and became certain of the piety and purity of his noble mother. They concluded that the mother of a child who speaks in this manner is free of the accusations they made. After expressing these words, Prophet Isa alayhi salam became silent and spoke again when he reached the expected age of speech for children. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my dear viewers, this was the story of the purity of Lady Maryam radiallahu anha and the birth of the mighty, esteemed Prophet and Messenger of Allah Almighty, Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Now my dear viewers, let us now listen to the excellences of Lady Maryam radiallahu anha. Many points of excellence about the noble Maryam radiallahu anha are found in the Holy Quran and the prophetic narrations, 14 of which I will mention to you today. Number 1, Allah Almighty made Lady Maryam radiallahu anha better than the boy mentioned in her mother's supplication. Allah Almighty says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, I have given birth to a girl, even though Allah Almighty knows better what she delivered, and that boy which she desired is not like this girl which she was granted. Subhanallah. Number 2, she was accepted for the service of Baytul Muqaddas as part of the fulfillment of a vow, despite this service only being conducted by men. This is another one of her special qualities and her virtues. Number 3, she was granted heavenly sustenance in the form of non-seasonal fruits, i.e. she would receive the fruits of summer in the winter season and the fruits of winter in the summer season. Number 4, she was a saintly figure by birth. This is the Islamic view that Sayyida Maryam is a saintly figure, in Arabic known as Waliya, by birth, which also extols her honor, her eminence, and her rank in the court of Allah Almighty. Because becoming a saintly figure is bestowed by the Creator, not acquired by one's actions. Number 5, Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam was appointed to care for her. This is another one of her virtues. Number 6 and 7 is she was protected from sin and affinity with men while being granted excellence over all women of her era, as she gave birth to a son without a father and heard angelic speech. Virtues 8, 9 and 10. She was exceptionally truthful and one who affirmed the words of her Lord and His books. Allah Almighty made her blessed life an example for Muslims. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ. Subhanallah. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, the Messiah, son of Maryam, is only a messenger. Many messengers preceded him, and his mother is exceedingly truthful. And He Almighty also says in the Holy Quran, وَمَرْيَمَ بْنَتَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and Maryam, daughter of Imran, protected her chastity, so we blew a special soul into her from us, so she affirmed the words of her Lord and His books, and she was among the obedient. Subhanallah. Number 11, Allah did not name any other woman in the Holy Quran. Meaning Lady Maryam radiallahu anha is the only woman mentioned by name in the Holy Quran. This is her virtue. Number 12. She is among the most elevated women of paradise. Number 13. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam included her among the perfect women. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this brings us to the conclusion regarding the life and biography of Lady Maryam radiallahu anha, the noble, pure, and chaste mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of us, the Muslims, can learn a lot from her blessed life. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to learn from the blessed life of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. May Allah Almighty sanctify her noble secret, elevate her in the gardens of paradise, and may Allah Almighty forgive us without accountability for her noble sake. My dear viewers, here is where I will end today's program, inshallah. As in the next episode, we will begin the detailed introduction of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So keep watching Madani Channel, and inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be back with another episode in our series titled Prophet Isa in Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.